Hi guys, and welcome to
Cardiff Unknown,
a podcast dedicated to the unknown,
the spooky, the unexplained,
the mysteries of Cardiff.
Ooh.
Otherwise known as another podcast with two white guys chuckling.
Even though I'm a girl.
Shut up or they'll notice.
He's Jeff and I'm Niamh, and each week we bring you the weird news from Cardiff, the city that the UK forgot.
Yeah, you forgot about it again, haven't you?
Just then, and gone again.
Like, honestly, that's the biggest mystery. When the bridge closed, when the train stopped running, we all thought it'd be a short-term thing.
But no, it's just rumbled on and on. Like we've left the UK and floated away.
Crashed out on WTO rules.
Ooh, politics.
But it's true. Our mission is to remind you guys that Cardiff still exists.
And that a lot of crazy happens in it. For this episode, we'll be doing a roundup of everything we've covered recently.
Just in case my new girlfriend is tuning in.
That's right, you have got a new girlfriend, haven't you? And look at that. You mentioned it in under a minute.
She's really nice.
Yeah, yeah. So, transition.
Smooth transition.
To location. What are we doing down in Cardiff Bay, Jeff?
Thanks for mentioning that, Niamh. We are in Cardiff Bay, aren't we?
Or are we?
We are. And what none of these people buying ice cream and coffee and haircuts and stuff realise is that if the forums are to be believed...
We are standing on top of a secret base of a Black Ops dark government organisation.
We know this because we asked a few punters.
Cut to Vox Pops.
Excuse me, do you know there's a secret organisation in Cardiff Bay?
You're kidding.
No?
Oh, it's the first I've heard of it. So, what do they do?
Hunt aliens.
You're having me on. Aliens. Got the idea. Are you winding me up now? Is this some sort of wind-up, is it?
Tell me about the secret organisation in Cardiff Bay.
What do you want to know about?
Well, have you heard any rumours about what they do?
Yeah, I've heard rumours, but that's all they are. Don't believe them.
These rumours. Have you heard where the organisation is?
Well, it's not by the ice cream shed, that's for sure. Losers.
That went well.
Well, come on. If there is an organisation that's been operating in Cardiff for decades in secret, you're not suddenly going to find out about it like that, are you?
Are you saying the fact that no one knows about it proves that it exists?
Yes. Sort of.
Show your workings. Evidence, Niamh.
Okay, this one's tricky because the evidence is the lack of evidence. There was a fantastic blog, right, in the 2000s. It was called The Eye of Providence, and it was run by a guy called Sam Hallett.
He's kind of the reason a lot of people got into Weird Cardiff. Legend.
And Eye of Providence, it published a full expose of this secret organisation. Names, dates, photographs, a picture of their car, and it's all gone. Now, you might say, what's so surprising about that?
What's so surprising about that?
Thank you. Well, Sam's blog is gone. Old blogs don't vanish. They linger like 50 shades in a charity shop. But Sam's? It's like it's purged. The only bits that remain are a few screenshots. Blurred. You search online archives, and that's all you'll find. And Jeff, what happened to Sam?
Sam died. He killed himself. Or, at least, he seemed to kill himself, jumping off a tower with a noose around his neck. As if that wasn't suspicious enough, it was at exactly the time that George Wilson was visiting Cardiff.
George Wilson, the man who believed that the world is really controlled by a group of aliens called the Committee, which would all be total tinfoil wallpaper if it wasn't that George Wilson died the same time. Shot in his hotel room, room 111.
Some theorists would tell you that this is actually easy to explain. Sam was just a crazed fan who shot George and then killed himself. But Sam died before George did.
Unless that was staged, because the crime scene doesn't make sense. Police found 3 bullets, and way, way more blood than you'd expect for one guy. And the blood is strange, really strange, because even after the room had been cleaned, deep cleaned, industrial crime scene cleaned, the blood keeps coming back. Hence the mystery of room 111 at the Gabriel Hotel. The room's there, but you cannot book it. And it's got a great view.
So, Had they both become involved in this mysterious organization? Had they learned too much?
I mean, the idea that there is an organization in Cardiff who do this. I mean, why? Where even is it?
Some people will tell you that it's an open secret. That the people who've lived here all their lives know more about this organization than they'll ever let on. Tell them about your nan.
Oh, okay. My nan, I asked her about it. She said she knew just what I meant. She told me the organisation was real, that it's been protecting Cardiff for over a century, that all the freaky stuff from the last few years is only down to them that we made it through, that they'll always save us all. And do you want to know the name of the organisation?
Yeah.
The Gas Board.
Ah. She was having you on.
I think she does know, but it's like, I don't know. She doesn't feel I'm Welsh enough to know.
You're so Welsh.
Yeah, well, she's never forgiven me for going to uni in Bath.
Oh, we're going to take a quick break. If, like me, you're bad at cooking...
And worse at making it sound natural when you're talking about it in a podcast advert...
Then you need Chef Bandit. Chef Bandit sends you delicious meals to make in the comfort of your own home. I've tried it, and let me tell you, it was really simple, and the results were fantastic. My new girlfriend...
Oh, have you got a new girlfriend?
She came over and I cooked for her, and she was dead impressed by seared scallops, monkfish with an oyster sauce linguine, all finished off with a heritage cheese board.
Sounds great. But wait, isn't your new girlfriend lactose intolerant?
She is. And it was a vegan heritage cheese board. And wait, here's the good news. Because Chef Bandit is a deliverables company, they use deliverables drivers to find you. So it doesn't matter if you go away, deliverables will still find you. They always do, because they're deliverables.
Deliverables and Chef Bandit. No getting away from either of them. So why not try Chef Bandit for yourself? Once you start, you'll never be able to stop. Now, let's talk about aliens in Cardiff.
Are we really doing this?
Hate is gonna hate. I'll say it again. Aliens are living in Cardiff.
My girlfriend is listening.
And you're back on the market. Because the theories about this are... They've even got a name. You see, either you go through the blue door or the red one. Blue Door people believe that everything that's happened to this city in the last few years, the rocketing rent, the collapse of the health system, the outsourcing, the riots, the influx of refugees, the terrorist attacks, the collapse of the Severn Bridge...
Anything else?
The train service, the price of aspirin, the explosion of the City Hall, the disappearance of four mayors in the last decade. Blue Door's believers think that that's all fine, stuff that just happened. But Red Door's believers think it's all a vast conspiracy theory, and that aliens haven't just invaded... They've been running this city for years.
Right, but isn't Red Doors also the name of a racist terrorist group?
And that's where it gets hard. Finding a clean festival loo hard. Because, get this, police found Xander Vaughan, the guy behind Red Doors. Only he had no memory.
Yeah, right.
No, they did tests. Actual damage to the parts of his brain that forms memories. So severe, he's in the secure wing of Whitecliff Hospital. But he left behind lots of notes that are manna to you and me. And they are pretty strong tea.
Which brings us here.
The Cardiff Bay Intelligent Hotel and Spa? Where we are now. Oh, yeah. Try booking a room here. You can't. It's listed on all the booking sites, but you've just missed our last room, or there are no rooms available for your dates. Even the Welsh Lions have never been banned from here.
None of them. What about Gareth Davis?
None of them. And if Xander's notes to be believed, it's because this hotel is aliens only.
But he's a racist, so he probably means...
Nope. Extraterrestrial aliens. A hotel just for aliens.
And we're going to go in and have a look around.
Door's locked.
Hello? Hello? Any chance of a room, please? Hello, room for two?
Not me. I'm not his girlfriend.
Or any chance you can just let us in for a look around? Hello?
She's not letting you in. Maybe they're just full.
Yeah, maybe. Let's talk about the mystery of Flight 405.
What you've been hearing is radio chatter between Flight 405 and Llandow Airport Tower. The conversation is not very interesting, doesn't make much sense. Standard airline bants recorded last Thursday. Only, and this is the weird thing, Flight 405 is not a standard flight manifest call sign. And Llandow Airport closed down in 1957.
When we originally covered Flight 405 on our podcast, and do check that episode out, we used a different set of recordings. We recorded these last Thursday, because that conversation has been heard on and off for over the last 60-something years. Just a bit of ghost radio chatter?
Or has the plane been flying over Cardiff for 60 years, waiting to land at an airport that no longer exists?
Some people think it's a hoax, but we've compared recordings over the years and the voices are the same. So if someone is broadcasting a radio signal, one that's been picked up on cheap shower radios, on taxi radios, cutting in over pirate radio stations, and even interrupting Derek's weather reports, how are they doing it?
As I said, we've covered this before and you should check out our episode of that for theories and how to catch the messages for yourself. And we've even some speculation about the origins of Flight 405. TLDR, possibly from Helsinki or Croydon, who can say?
But has something been circling over Cardiff for six decades? Is this message a call for help? Will Flight 405 land one day? As you know, we're proud members of the Outsiders podcast network, ably supported by the Ross Foundation. And that means we sometimes get to chat to some great people from other podcasts you might enjoy. So now, we're delighted to have with us Brent Hayden, host of the Tomorrow's Truth podcast.
I'm editorial director, actually, and it's Tomorrow's Truth Media. We're multi-platform.
Sorry.
That's okay.
For people who haven't listened...
Sheeple.
Can you describe what you do?
Well, at Tomorrow's Truth, we expose the real truth. The truth behind the lies, which are the truths that everyone swallows as truth, when really they're lies.
Such as...
Well, you lot, no offence. You really believe what we call the alpha lie.
The alpha lie.
Yeah, the simplest of all lies. You really do believe that Cardiff is full of aliens and weird stuff and that's what's being covered up.
Well, it is. There's so much evidence.
Evidence.
There's photos.
Faked.
News footage.
Actors.
Newspapers.
Ah, the mainstream media. Look, none of it's true, mate. None of it. You know what Hitler said to Stalin?
Did they ever meet?
What Hitler said to Stalin was the bigger the lie, the easier it is for people to believe it. The people of Cardiff have all been sold the biggest lie ever, and they've swallowed it. Hitler, Stalin, they'd all be proud of you, quislings.
What do you mean?
Oh, man. You really believe there's what, like ghosts, aliens, monsters living in Cardiff, and that there's a secret organisation covering all that up?
Well, yes.
Classic alpha swallower. Nah, mate, look, you need to step beyond to the beta lie. Forget your ghosts and aliens. Forget your crisis actors and useful idiots covering it up. Ask yourself, why is it even being covered up?
Well, why?
No, mate. You've never even asked yourself that first question. Think outside the lie. You need to ask, question everything before you even move on to the beta lie.
Which is...
What's the point of it all? What's really happening here while people are busy looking at aliens and so on?
What?
Well, you don't get it, do you? You need to educate yourself. Look beyond the lies. Can I ask you something? What is it you're hoping for?
Sorry?
Imagine, right, you turned up on my doorstep holding a dead alien's head. You'd think you'd solved it all, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you've missed the point. You're still trapped in the alpha lie. You want to know what's really happening. What the truth is.
Go on.
Well, at tomorrow's truth, yeah, we take you behind the final curtain. You get me?
Right.
There's no point me talking to you anymore. Look, people listening to this podcast, stop now. You're listening to yesterday's lies. Follow tomorrow's truth instead.
Thanks for your time.
Forget it.
That was Brent Hayden there from Tomorrow's Truth.
Tomorrow's Truth.
I wonder what he'd make of our next nugget. You may have read about how plans for the massive Welsh hydroelectric barrage got turned down recently by the government. You may even have heard our podcast about the real reasons that happened. That one is wild.
Yeah. What would your girlfriend make of it?
Shut up. You're just jealous.
No, I've met her. And she could do so much better than you.
No. Yes. No. Yes. Maybe. Anyway, the hydroelectric barrage, never going to happen. Only, we were recently contacted by some guys with a theory. A really wild one. Apparently, they believe that the hydroelectric barrage has already been built.
Wouldn't someone have noticed?
Well, they've noticed. Anyway, they say it's not, you know, the actual barrage on the plants, but something else. Something else is out there. Ghost power stations? Out beyond the bay? But who built them? And what are they for?
Jeff?
Yes, Niamh?
What are your feelings about God?
Well, I'm glad you've asked me that.
I thought you would be.
Because recently, last few weeks, stuff's been going crazy on the streets of the Dith. You normally have a few nutters around the station.
Is nutters an okay word?
Kooks?
Kooks? Now you're making them sound like they're from a 1950s film about baseball.
How many of those have you seen?
Absolutely zero.
Well then. So, normally there's a few kooks on the street. But the other week, you could not move for them. Full-on religious kooks.
Lunatics, fruitcakes, dementeds, special brews, fizzy coffees, hat stands, egg soldiers.
The streets were full of God botherers, Niamh.
Do you have any footage of that, Jeff?
Oh, I do, Niamh. I do.
God is coming. God is so close now.
God is coming. God is here.
Tell me about your God.
That's all they said over and over.
And tell me, Jeff, did God turn up?
Well, they kept going for hours, then packed up and went home. Denied all knowledge of it.
So what? Do you think God's here? I mean, there was that amazing blast of light in the sky and that enormous storm. They packed up as soon as that happened. Maybe that was God arriving.
Or maybe when it started guttering down, they decided they'd had enough of it and went home to dry off.
So you're saying that God didn't actually arrive after all?
Maybe I am. The alternative is out there.
God. What would God want with Cardiff?
Maybe he wants to meet Gareth Thomas.
Or Gareth Davis.
Don't be daft. Gareth Davis is God.
Tell me, what does your girlfriend think of your rugby obsession?
She likes it.
Does she?
She thinks it's healthy for me to spend all week dreaming about beefy men rolling around in the mud.
You would go gay for Gareth.
Totally would. God, if you're listening, please tell Gareth to call me. Please.
Hi, I'm Brent from Tomorrow's Truth Media, and I'm here to tell you about TruthForce Brain Liver Supplements. With a complex DNA-sorted range of activated vitamins and your max beats dose, one smoothie made with this powder will blast open the doors of perception. You'll be able to think stronger and longer and outperform the 97%. See this smoothie? Just 2 sips and I'll have my recommended daily amount of vitamin C. Yeah? Leaves oranges standing. Oh. Delicious. The taste? Well, that's the taste of truth. Truthforce Brain Liver Supplements. For the smart.
Neve, my darling, my love, my BFFF. Why have you brought me to a burger bar?
Because, honey, this very spot is where the greatest ghost in Cardiff's history was created. Scrape Jane. You've probably heard of her. You've read about her. A mystical creature who waits to suck your soul.
Ooh, scary.
Terrifying.
A lonely creature who eats souls.
She was discovered by an urban explorer who found a forgotten chamber sealed up above the burger bar. One where a society met, a secret society, who kept a monster up in their chains, torturing her, feeding their enemies to her over the years. Other than that, they starved her. No one knows what the poor girl was before that. Some say she was a servant girl who got into trouble and, fearing shame, refused to give birth to the child. And the creature grew and grew into her womb until mother and child became a spirit of nightmare and misery, just waiting to scrape her nails across your soul.
Yeah. Only, well, it's Batwee, isn't it?
Total Batwee. The urban explorer, well, she made the story up. For a laugh. And it caught on. So she copyrighted it.
As you do.
You just try selling knockoff t-shirts online. She'll be down on you faster than you can say, I was buying it from a new girlfriend, actually.
And that is pretty fast. But what about all the people who claim to have actually seen Scrape Jane?
Well, yes, people have claimed to have seen her since reading about her. Then there are the shoulder creepers. They say that if you're reading about her, there's a feeling on your shoulder, tickling at the hair on your neck, that Scrape Jane is watching you. But they've got to be making it up.
Or are they? Well, we're going to do a forthcoming podcast on Scrape Jane. And if you've seen her, if you've felt her over your shoulder, do get in touch. We'll want to talk to you.
Even though we don't believe you. Well, not yet.
There's got to be something to it though, hasn't there?
Maybe there is. I'm keeping an open mind.
It's the only way to be in Cardiff. A city of mysteries, aliens, ghosts, monsters, and gods. This has been Cardiff Unknown, and I'm Jeff.
And that was Neve. If you've enjoyed this, don't forget to leave us a review. What are you having for dinner tonight?
Not Chef Bandit, sadly. No, my girlfriend's cooking. Fried tofu with a side order of proper grub fake sausages.
Lucky Jeff. Fancy a cheeky burger first.
Yeah, go on.
Till next time. See you soon on Cardiff Unknown.